Yes, sport now and the Irish rowing team preparations for the World Championships. Darren Frehill joins us now from Cork. Darren, are they out on the water yet?
Keen, they are for sure. It was lovely to talk to three of our great Olympians earlier in the programme, and I can confirm they're all out there. And I'm joined now by two very special people as well, lead coach Dominic Casey and Michelle Carpenter, CEO of Rowing Ireland. And Dominic, you have announced the team this morning for the World Championships coming up in China. But Philip Doyle, who was with us here at 7:30, and just as he was about to go out on the water, he shouted up at you. We're on the balcony here looking down on the reservoir. He said, "Say something nice."
Say something nice.
What have you got to say this morning? Wait, the group here, I've just been talking to them this morning, having the cup of coffee. They're in great form.
Ah, yeah, they're a very special group. And it's a beautiful morning here in Enniscarra. The water's flat. So it's great conditions for rowing.
This, tell us about this team. This is a very mixed team, isn't it?
Well, I suppose this year after post-Olympic year, it's been it's been a challenge really. Like, a lot of people have been back in college and been working and everything, so they're looking after their careers for after rowing, but now they're focused on the rowing now for the next 6 weeks at the World Championships heading for Shanghai.
Yeah. So you've got a mix there, you've still a lot of Olympians, but you've a lot of young rowers included as well for the first time.
Yeah, we have some newcomers as well, and we have some, and other teams would be new teams. So like it's a mix, but it's still a strong team, and you know, we'll hope for the best, you know.
Yeah. A couple of notable absentees, Paul O'Donovan, Darragh Lynch, both Olympic medalists, and Paul in particular, double gold medalist as well. What can you tell us about them?
Well, Paul is he's working in the Mater Hospital at the moment. He's studying medicine, so he can't, unfortunately, can't make the World Championships. And Dara is the same. He's doing medicine, so he's skipping the World Championship this year.
So they're taking time out. Will we see them back?
We'll definitely see them back. Yeah, they're just taking a few weeks off.
Brilliant. What about expectations? As always with the Irish rowing team, you know, it's not so long ago when we had one athlete, I think it was 2012, with Sunita, our only athlete to qualify for the Olympics. And since then, the sport has just taken off and huge success as well. And is it a job to manage that expectation heading into these worlds?
Well, I suppose going into these worlds, it is, probably because I suppose, like, as I said, all the athletes were, you know, they're furthering their careers in college and working during the year. So they're training part time around their work in college. So I think we'll have to be realistic with our expectations going forward for this World Championship.
And so are you talking down medals, or are you going to tell me how many you're after?
No, definitely talking down medals. we'll go and compete and do our best. Yeah. That's the motto.
Yeah, brilliant, Dominic. Well, Michelle is also with us. And Michelle, not only is great work going on the water, but there's terrific work going on off the water as well. And in particular, this facility, I was here before Paris to check in on everyone. And there's amazing work going on here, and it's been done very quietly because I don't think there's been much been made of it.
No, we've done huge work post-Paris, and we've had huge investment from the government. We've put 300,000 now into the centre. We've upgraded our kitchen area. We've upgraded our athletes' rooms. And as Dominic said, it's really important that we're supporting the athletes going forward in their careers. So to have them in a good space, a comfortable space, it's beautiful here this morning. The water's flat, calm, but it's not always like this here. It can be fairly miserable, you know, driving, rain, cold. So it's really important that we have things in place like meals daily for the athletes, a rest area that they can recover and they're not getting into the car and going up the road to get a chicken fillet roll. You know, that's really important that we mirror the Institute in Dublin. That's such a fantastic facility there as well.
What are your expectations for this team at the World Championships? Dominic is playing down our chances a little bit, but I know you're very upbeat and very hopeful that we'll do really well.
Yeah, look, we've a good team. We've a strong team. We've had, you know, consecutive Olympic success, which has been formidable. We've a good double there with Fintan and Phil, but it is a new double. And obviously Fiona has had huge success in the single at European Championship level. So, you know, we're very hopeful. I support Dominic in that it is a very much a developmental year and we need to focus on the athletes and what they want and their careers. But, you know, a few medals are always nice as well at the end of the day.
Medals are always nice, Michelle. It's funny, I spoke to Dominic there about 2012 and how far rowing has come. We'll go back a little bit more before 2012, and especially for the female rowers. You mentioned Fiona there, the success that our female rowers have had. But take us back to when you were rowing, because it really has come a long way, especially for women and young girls who want to row.
Yeah, and that's why it's so great to see. And obviously, Dominic was instrumental in Skibbereen Rowing Club. But when I started rowing, and we were chatting about it there earlier, you know, there was only one club in Limerick that accepted women, and we had to row in secret.
What year was this?
This was 1987.
And you had to row in secret.
We had to row in secret as women, and Shannon Rowing Club, where I joined and rowed for, and we were put on a trial period until we won the Irish Championships with Shannon in 1988. And then going to Dublin again, you know, there was only commercial accepted women. Neptune didn't have a policy for women. And now we have, you know, parity. We've men on the water, we've women on the water. We've, you know, as I said, Fiona doing huge, huge things in the singles, Anita before her. So it's really phenomenal to see the change in rowing. We've 40,000 children rowing with the Get Going, Get Rowing program in schools across the country. And it's really great to see the improvement and the increase in men and women in the sport.
Yeah, and you really get that feel here. There's a great mix. There's a lovely atmosphere here. I really have picked up on that this morning.
Yeah, and we also have an under 23 crews preparing for the European Championships here. So there's actually a men's eight and a women's eight here preparing for the European Championships in a few weeks' time in the Czech Republic. So it's a developmental eight, but you know, it's not often you see an Irish eight of men and women competing on the water. So it's a testament to Dominic and the program he's driving with his incredible team of coaches, Clara O'Brien and the team behind them.
Yeah. Well, Michelle, it was lovely talking to you. I want to give the final word to Dominic, if I could as well, because Dominic, you have been involved in Irish rowing club level, like it goes back a long time. But in terms of the high performance centre here, I think it's 2015, but you're the lead and you're now the lead and you're a few months into it. How are you finding that?
It's good. Yeah, I like it. There's a good strong team here, and I suppose, you know, everybody's doing their best. That's all I can ask each day, that every athlete does their best, you know, and at the end of the day, it'll all work out.
Yeah. And what's your vision for here? Have you a big dream that you could share with us this morning?
Well, we're hoping to expand further. Like, we're hoping to expand the high performance gym, and with the weight room and an air groom on top. So that's the next project. So going forward, yeah.
And more medals.
Hopefully. Yeah.
Dominic is in a rush. He's off out on the water himself now to train. But before I go, thanks to Dominic and to Michelle. It's been a great pleasure to be here this morning. Just some headlines before I go. And I can tell you that the big news brewing in Wales, the Welsh Rugby Union considering cutting the number of professional teams in the country from 4 to 2. Cardiff Dragons, Ospreys and Scariffs, they're the current pro sides. An announcement is expected later this week, and there's been no indication yet what teams might go, if they do go. One game last night in the SSE or Tricity League Women's Premier Division, Bohemians lost 2-1 to Piemont. Rangers lost 3-1 to Club Bruges in the first leg of their Champions League playoff last night. Robbie Keane's Ferencvaros lost 3-1 to Carabag. Celtic in action tonight. Antrim have appointed Sloughneil manager Mark Doran as their new intercounty football manager. And the prestigious Ebor Festival at York gets underway today. The highlight is the Judmont International. That's at 3:35. And racing here at home at Sligo at 5:05.
Okay, that's great, Darren. Thanks a million. It's now 8:45.